And we are joined now in the studio by WTIP's music director, Will Moore.
What's going on, Ann?
Hey.
Good to be here.
Glad you're here. This doesn't happen very often. And our musical guest, Heatbox.
Hey.
Hey, welcome. And his...
Emotional support human is what he wanted to be referred to as.
Eric Bugler.
Yeah, I'm the eye candy.
All right. Welcome, both of you.
Yeah, Heatbox tonight at 8:30 at the Gunflint Tavern. I think they're opening up the top section for you,
ooh,
is what I'm understanding.
Very nice.
That's cool. Heatbox, I want to say that your name is brilliant. I just got that it's like a triple entendre between your last name, Heaton, beatboxing, and bringing the heat, which I'm sure you do to every show.
That is exactly right. You nailed all aspects of it.
Yes. What's my prize?
You've got to find out tonight at the Gunflint Tavern starting at 8:30.
Cool. Very good. Heatbox, I think you're from Minneapolis originally, yeah?
Yep, I'm from Minneapolis. I live in South Minneapolis still.
Is that where you grew up?
I live in the suburbs, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, Minneapolis is what I tell everybody from out of town.
So when did you discover your unnatural talent for beatboxing?
Oh, I was just a weird kid who was always making sounds with his mouth. And then everybody else got real jobs, but I never did. So here I am, still doing that after all these years.
Worked out for you. You met Eric, so.
Yeah, I have an emotional support human.
Yeah, you're lucky. I'm one of the guys with the regular jobs, but I sing in an a cappella group. So what does that say about his regular friends, quote unquote?
Yeah, no such thing.
Well, you've splayed a ton of equipment on our floor right now. I've assumed different looping pedals and effects. So how did those all come together to work to make your music?
So the main one is the loop machine, and I'd have that set up. But I've got a couple other toys that I wasn't able to set up here in the studio, but I will set up tonight at the Gunflint. They're like different effects. Sometimes they change my voice by an octave up or down, or sometimes they put some reverbs or some weird delays and some stuff on there. But mostly everything I do just comes right out of the human mouth. And it's kind of the whole point of the show.
The emphasis on human mouth really made that sense. That was good.
You know, I've got to ask something here. How did you ever figure out how to do this? Did you have a really cool music teacher, or you just plugged things in and started going?
Yeah, I did have a really cool music teacher. He was really supportive of me, but when I was with this music teacher, his name is John Olson. I played the tuba for 7 years, so he helped me play the tuba really well. But I actually think the breath and lip control of the tuba playing probably helped me out in my weird beatboxing career. And then I've always been like a big nerd for electronic things, and so I've always collected these weird gadgets and stuck them all together in a chain and see what kind of strange sounds you can make when you combine different combos of things.
Mm. Very cool.
How much time do you spend just experimenting with the different settings of stuff?
Yeah, I do voiceover work at my house too, so I do a lot of that stuff and trying to mix and match. But most of the time that I experiment is live, so I'll do some weird stuff that I don't even know that I'm going to do tonight, as well as some songs that I totally have planned out and done a bunch of times. So it's a mix of polish and totally off the wall, unpolished stuff.
Improv on the fly, just
yeah,
with the voice,
big time.
Heatbox, let's hear a song to start us off here.
Cool. Thank you.
world's places much better. And I had never been good at all the things I should. I'm a thief, I'm a forgetter. Remembering you was like remembering me. Just a bit of space in that memory. But if our paths ever cross paths, you and me can crash together. That's because I just wanna give you something that I know that's not real. Then you come, you talk to me, say that you can feel. What we gonna do tonight. Drink a little bruise and we'll feel alright. Yeah. Oh, I wanna want more, I want more, come on. I wanna want more, more, I wanna want more, 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 more. I did that, that, that.
So that was pretty
good.
Wow,
that was,
really
was
good.
Fun.
Hey, thanks.
Heatbox here on the Roadhouse playing live, and he'll be at 8:30 tonight at the Gunflint Tavern, downtown Grand Marais. And giving a list, I got to ask first of all, where in the world did you get a ukulele where the fret markings are Mario mushrooms?
My good friend Rob made this for me. He started his own guitar thing called Defiance Guitars.
Wow.
And he surprised me with this at a show. I had an old crappy one that I just bought from Guitar Center, and he showed up with this on his back, and about halfway through the show he just held it up in the air, and I knew right away. I was like, no way, he made me a special ukulele. And I saw the mushrooms on it right away, and I was like, no way. And he just gave it to me, and we plugged it right in, and it sounded so much better than the other one and looked so much better.
Obviously.
It's like probably my only priceless thing that I own. So he really hooked it up for me really good.
Well, sounds good. Heatbox is here along with his emotional support human, Eric Bugler. What was your nickname? Bugly?
Bugs.
Bugs.
But you can call me Bugly. That's cool.
That's your new name now, sir. Heatbox... I think you were on the air here just by phone like a year or so ago.
Yeah.
I just want to let you know that you were the person who gave me one of the best moments I've ever had from a phone interview, which was you surprised at the end that you were in the middle of a Wendy's and then proceeded to beatbox in the middle of a Wendy's. I don't know if you remember that, but I was absolutely dying in that studio.
I do remember that. I wasn't in the state of Minnesota, I don't think, either. I think I was very many states away. I think I was in the South.
Really?
Yeah.
Even better.
Yep. A bunch of people in the Wendy's were like, who is this dude and what's he doing? Trying to eat my curly fries.
I'm going back to my Frosty here.
Yeah, I didn't care. I was like, whatever. I'll beatbox in the Wendy's.
Well, I just had a conversation not too long ago with some guys you might know named the guys from Frog Leg.
I know those dudes.
Yeah. They apparently had a great time with you out on tour. Did you go, was it out west to the western states?
Where was our tour together? That is a great question. All I remember was being in a smelly van for a long time. It's kind of a blur of smelly van. And where was our main... Oh, we did a People Fest was the ending of the tour, which was a really good time.
That's the one in... is it like Viroqua?
Yeah, I think it's... So you're going to ask me these specific questions with specific answers.
Oh, yeah. It's like a test now. Sorry,
look good. No, I can't remember where the grounds are located, but we ended up jamming together on a bunch of songs, and we had a really good time.
They referred to you as Mr. Box. Is that an acceptable moniker for you?
It's actually Dr. Box.
Okay.
I didn't go to 8 years of box school to be called Mr. Thank you.
That's awesome.
Well, I was wondering, do you tour quite a bit?
Yeah, this is my only job. So this and voiceover acting. So yeah, I try to get out as much as I can and make as much dough for my new baby boy as I can. So,
nice.
Yeah.
And how far afield do you go?
I've been lucky. I've hit almost every single state, either as myself or with a larger group of people. And I've gotten to go to Scotland and China and New Zealand and Dubai and all sorts of crazy lucky spots that I got to do.
Cool.
Yeah, so it's been great. International bucks. Yeah, big time.
Very cool. And you have a family. Do you take your family with you?
Yeah. Well, my wife came to a lot of those other countries with me, so that was really lucky. And in fact, New Zealand was our honeymoon, and I just got super lucky that I got this gig in New Zealand right at the time where we would normally take our honeymoon. So we got to have this amazing time, and for almost... We broke even, you know, I got paid to play, but we spent money too, but pretty much got a free quote unquote honeymoon in New Zealand, which was just amazing. But we have a new 9 month old baby boy named Frankie.
Congratulations.
And thank you. And so not as much mom traveling anymore, but when he gets to be about three or something, I'll just put him in the show and then I'll make a lot of money off of his cuteness. So hope he's ready for that. Hope he's ready for matching outfits with me, with Dad, to really rake in the bucks.
Little box, big box, and little box.
Yeah, baby box. Frank Box.
Heat Box is joining us right now on the air, 8:30 tonight at the Gunflint Tavern. You can catch him down there. Let's do another song.
All right, cool.
Say hello, my name's Inigo Montoya, you killed my father, prepare to die. I'll say hello, my name's Inigo Montoya, you killed my father, prepare to die, you'd better prepare to die. He's the biggest man in all the land. He's on the Brute Squad. He is the Brute Squad. He's my right-hand man. Prince Humperdinck. He's got an evil master plan to start a war with Gilder, to start a war between the lands. I love my father very much. I still miss him to this day. When I find the six-fingered man that killed him, this is what I will say. I'll say hello. My name's Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die. I'll say hello. My name's Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die. Prepare to die.
Heatbox. The world needs more Princess Bride fan songs.
Thank you. I know,
that's
right?
Absolutely.
What you've just learned. That's what you've just.
Oh my gosh. One of the best movies ever.
I'm telling you.
When you started singing before you got to the refrain, I thought he can't possibly be singing about the Princess Bride.
That's the best part about that song. Because I like to see everybody's faces because they start to get a little squinty eyes. And like, I think, I think I know what this is. Then you blast them in the face with the chorus, and then they're all elbowing each other. Like, yeah, yeah, yeah. See,
I was right.
Aaron Heaton is Heatbox, and he's going to be playing tonight at the Gunflint Tavern at 8:30. I'm on your social media right now on your Facebook page. You've got a very interesting action figure.
Yes.
Up there. Oh, where did this come from, and how does one purchase one?
Yes. Those are not for sale. That is the only one. And it's because I was in a short film where this is a weird story. I was in a short film where at one point I became an action figure in this other guy's kind of imagination story thing that he came up with. But the coolest part was that all the short films got played on a real movie theater. So I got to see, I was actually in the film too. So I got to see myself acting in a movie screen, which was really cool. And yeah, the action figure beats up another action figure, and then I got to keep it when they were done. So
that sounds like just a solid win all around.
And yeah. is it of you?
Yeah, it's of me. Yeah.
Cool.
It's a pretty striking likeness.
Yes.
Especially with the like blue metallic arms.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah, he's very ripped, just like I am in real life.
You guys are missing out if you can't see this over radio.
That's right. Bobblehead would be next.
Yeah, Bobblehead, just two ripped hot dudes in the studio. No one can tell, so you just have to believe us.
That's right.
Yeah.
I also have metallic blue arms.
An emotional support human.
How did you two meet?
We were just discussing that on the drive up
here.
Yeah,
we've known each other for quite some time. I went to college with people that he grew up with in Brooklyn Park or Minneapolis area. And yeah, so we met that way, I guess.
Yeah, we met several times because I was in a band called Root City Band, and we would come up here to Duluth and play at the Tap Room and all the other spots. And the Twins Bar, which isn't around anymore. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
And everyone nods.
I was never old enough to be in the Twins Bar. I absolutely was not there before I was of age.
Nope.
No.
Nope. The band was definitely of age to play at the Twins Bar when we played at the Twins Bar. So we would see each other all the time, but we didn't really know each other back then. And then slowly throughout the years, we both learned how nerdy we are.
Yeah.
And then we bonded over several different loves of video games.
It's really true. Yeah. And that's
I need to
know specifically what games you're talking about.
Okay, well,
you're starting a real Pandora's box here with this guy.
I'm rolling up my sleeves right now. You guys can't see.
Let me push up my glasses.
So me and my friend started a Minecraft server.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's like that. And then it was a 24-hour thing that my friend made a computer in his basement that was just on all the time. So anybody would come and log on. So I was talking to Eric one time, and he mentioned how much of a huge nerd he was. And I said, really? And I said, well, do you want to come play on our Minecraft server? And he said, yes. Yes, I do. And then one of the best ways to get to know someone is to just play a video game with a headset on and just talk to them for hours and hours about anything and nothing. And before you know it, you're best friends. And actually, we met a person through the Minecraft server that we had never met in real life. And this is the first time this has ever happened to me. I got to know her super well because I had spent, 200 hours hanging out with her and talking. But I'd never met her in real life. And then finally, after months and months, we finally met her. And it was so surreal to see a physical person but know them super well already. It was just strange.
That's wild. And Minecraft is like the first perfect game to do that because it's relaxing enough that you can talk about other stuff while you play.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Still be kind of focused. That's cool.
But then you come in together and do some weird task together and talk about that.
Yeah.
Well, you were just mentioning Duluth, and I saw you've also got a show coming up in Duluth at the Red Herring.
Yeah, that's tomorrow night. And we're also going to be doing this cool new, it's called Soul Players. It's like a video game show. Hmm. It combines live improv acting with video games, and we raise money for charities while doing it. So come to the early part of the show to be, one, a contestant if you'd like to be on the show, and two, to check it out. And everybody online can participate in the games on their phones through Twitch, where we'll have people be like, okay, everybody give us a noun. So then people type nouns in the chat, a bunch of nouns show up on the screen, the computer randomly picks one, and then some of the contestants have to do a skit based on that noun or whatever.
Oh, cool.
And then afterwards, the people can vote about which contestants acted the best.
Yeah.
And then they get points, and then blah, blah, blah. There's all these weird ways to interact.
It's super, super fun.
That sounds super fun.
Sounds like legit.
It's cool.
Modern Mad Libs.
Yeah, right. Kind of.
That's
yeah,
a great, absolutely. That's a great way to describe it.
Yeah, for sure.
I call it the modern game show because not only do you watch, you're a part of it on the the chat, and it really affects the games and how they turn out.
Right.
And then we raise money for a charity. It's going to be awesome. Actually, Eric's probably been on the show more than anyone else.
Yeah, well, around our circles, they call me the LeBron James of that show. So, you know, I mean, I don't want to brag here, you know, guys, but I'm pretty good.
A couple high scores, no big deal.
Aaron Heaton's joining us. He goes by Heatbox. He's going to be playing tonight at the Gunflint Tavern at 8:30. He's brought his emotional support human, Eric Bugs.
Bugsley. Yeah, you can call me Bugsley.
I'm calling you that.
I kind of like Bugsley, actually. Yeah. Let's change it to that.
All right, you heard it here. If you know Eric, his name is now changed. Let's do another song.
All right. What should I do, Eric? What song should I do?
I don't know.
All right, here we go.
I've never heard you play, so I don't really... I'm just kidding. I would have said Inigo Montoya, and you already did it.
Does it's all right? Da do, it's all right. Da 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 do 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 do. 'Cause it's all right. Da do, it's all right. Da do 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 do. 'Cause it's all right. Da do, it's all right. Da do 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 do. 'Cause it's all right. Da do, it's all right. Da do. Do 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 do, 'cause it's all right. Do do, it's all right.
They say it's all right. Do do, you know they say it's all right. Do do, yeah, it's all right. Do do, have a good time, 'cause it's all right. Hey, it's all right. At the Gunflint tonight, we'll have a real good time. When you see it, oh, it feels so real, 'cause it's all right. Oh, it's all right. You turn the lights down low, and now you're moving slow. When the lights are low, it feels just like a ball, 'cause it's all right. Oh, it's all right.
Heatbox.
Thanks.
Here on the air, like you just said, 8:30 at the Gunflint Tavern tonight. The One Man Entertainment System makes sense. What's crazy about all those different layers that you're doing is it can be a little disorienting, because I thought Eric was singing one of those parts for a second.
He does sing real good, so he might be jumping up on stage tonight.
I may have been humming along and screwing it up, so...
You mentioned you do voiceover work as well as this. So what do you do that for? Like, how does that, what does that entail?
Yeah, I just have the Homer studio. You know, you got a little closet booth recording. And then I get all sorts of weird gigs. I've done some really big corporate gigs, and I've done lots of little tiny. My favorite thing to do is a little video game stuff, because I get to be super weird characters and little goblins and big old wizards and scary dragons and stuff. And that's my favorite thing. way more than just talking about some boring, you know, weed killing crop thing or whatever. Because they always want normal voices. There's never characters for those people. It's just, what's your most Okay, can you be a little more bland when you do it? Just a little more bland. All right, cool, fine.
Sound less excited.
Yeah, sound more normal. They always want authoritative yet friendly. I'm like, those are two very different things.
Authoritative yet friendly. I like that.
Approachable yet godlike.
Plus, can't you see like a weed killer superhero with a cape and with a big W?
Right.
Yeah. You could do a great character for that. That's and they what just I'm want about. Boring.
Yeah, everybody wants normal.
Ah.
That's. Yeah, I would have characters for everything for sure, but that's not what they want. It's not what tests well, I guess, with their test audiences.
Their focus groups.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What do you do? Were they for like, you know, indie developer games or what kind of stuff?
Yeah, I'm an indie developer myself, so most of the video games are indie projects. But some of the other corporate ones were for big corporations. I'm not even sure if I should say, But yeah, my favorite ones are the little indie video games. Maybe some of them won't ever even come out, but, you know, there are people trying hard to make them.
Right. What about voice acting, like for different stuff? Would you ever get into that?
Yeah, I would love to do that, especially because nowadays I can just hang out and raise my son and then just go sneak into the closet and go record some weird wizard stuff or whatever.
I'll be right back.
Yeah.
That's living the dream right there.
Dude, I'm telling you, that's my number one dream right there. My last thing was I was the king of squirrels, and the squirrels were going to have a Nutlympics to determine which animals were the best in the forest. And that was a pretty good gig.
I was going to ask about a couple other things coming up here for you. You've got the Galactic Get Down. What is that?
Yes, that is Minnesota's only space-themed music festival.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I'm going to work up a couple space songs, maybe some Star Trek stuff or maybe some Star Wars or something like that, and try to do some weird Heatbox versions of some of the classics. And yeah, it's going to be my first time there. So it's a new up-and-coming festival, and I've heard a lot of really good stuff about it, so... Me and my emotional support human.
Oh, yeah. We need to do a Firefly song.
Nice.
you just do the...
Oh, everybody got pumped.
Yeah, see?
The theme song, like the nice bluesy Sunny Roads, yeah.
Yeah, just funk out. I'm gonna funk out awesome. The Star Trek song or whatever.
Oh, let's work these up.
That sounds good. Let's do another song from Heatbox.
All right, let's try to funk out the Star Trek here. How does Star Trek go? Oh, I know. It's space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Her ongoing mission is a funk. I've been to the edge of the universe. You know I hit dirt, then I hit soil. Yes, I thought it was funny when I saw it at first, but you know how this temper started to boil. I don't know what, then they showed me the dang deep holes that they dug trying to get onto the other side. I said infinite light years to get out here. The journey didn't satisfy, so they put down their shovel and them drilling machines. You know they looked each other in the eyes. Then they thought for 2 seconds about what I said, and then decided that I needed to die. And now what could I do? Sold a rocket and flew, and left a little guys to cry. But I crashed landed on a big asteroid, cause I didn't know how to fly. I know how to fly. I'm gonna spit in spirit space. The final frontier. These are the berries, these are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Her ongoing mission.
Looking for the fog.
Thank you.
is there.
Okay, was there a sound that got you in trouble every time you did it, like in school or with your folks or something that you knew was pushing the buttons?
Oh, yeah. So when I was a kid and there was a substitute teacher would come in, I can whistle without showing it in my lips. So I'd just be like, and she'd be like, who was doing that? And all the kids knew it was me. But they didn't rat me out, so.
Nice.
I would do that a couple of times just to bother the teacher.
I like how even when you're doing the voice sounds, you have the gestures that go along with them.
I have to.
Yeah, I was going to say, does that help you do that? It must.
Yeah, I literally have to. I've tried to do it without it, and it feels really weird. I hate it.
You got to be spinning those vinyls.
Yeah, and when you see me do a live show, it helps, I think, the audience to get what's happening. Sure. But mostly I have to, otherwise it's weird.
Do you develop those techniques yourself? Do you watch other beatboxers do it, or how does that work?
Yeah, I've done almost all of them myself, but because when I started, I was 18, and that was the year 2000, and the internet wasn't what it is today. Mm-hmm. Now you can get all these cool tutorial videos, and dudes are showing everybody how to do stuff, and sometimes they put cameras in their throats and stuff. It's really cool.
Wow.
But when I was coming up, you know, obviously I just heard other people do it on recordings and thought, that sounds awesome, and I want to do that. So I just started making the sounds and trying to mimic it, and then got the loop machine, and that really let me make songs. So I started out just me, just a man and a mic, just doing, you know, I had like 2 minutes of material, and then got the loop machine and changed everything.
So how many tracks can you put on your loop machine?
Technically infinity, but you know, it starts to sound really bad if you stack too many things. There's three main chambers. So I usually do like drums and stuff on one, bass things on another, and like harmonies up on another one. Then you can turn it off and bring it back, and turn off the drums and bring it back and hang out like that. But really the machine will let you go infinity times.
Cool.
Yeah. Don't ever do that though, folks. Don't cross the streams and don't make infinity loops.
You'll turn back time.
Yes.
That's it. Heatbox is joining us along with, Eric Bugley here. And you can catch them both tonight.
The Bugly Doogly.
Yes.
Great Bugly Doogly. There we go. What else is coming up for you? Are there any other major shows, any international stuff for you?
I don't have any international stuff. I wish I did. But I do have the grand finale of season 2 of Soul Players coming up at the Parkway Theater in Minneapolis on July 27th. Ooh. That's going to be a good time. Hopefully you'll get to go.
I'll be there.
Awesome.
I'm sure.
Hopefully we'll have sparkly lapels by then, because we've been...
Always.
Yeah, sparkly lapels. And then Shangri-La is another big music festival I get to do this year. It'll be my 15th year in a row playing Shangri-La. So
wow.
I get lucky. That's at Harmony Park in
Geneva. Right.
Have you been?
I know of the area. I've never been to that festival, though. Because there's a bunch down there. There's what's the one? Revival's the other one that's down there.
Also a good one. Project Earth's a really fun one too. I'll be at Project Earth and Shangri-La both at Harmony Park.
And it's down there.
It's beautiful, dude. You should
go. Is it near Lake Geneva, Illinois?
No, it's in Minnesota.
Oh, Geneva. Okay.
Geneva is a town.
Oh.
It's a little tiny town about an hour and a half south of Minneapolis.
Okay. And I was going to ask, are the Neapolitans still a thing?
Oh, wow. That's so great that you know what that is. We are technically still a band, but
sweet.
We are never at the same spot in the same place in the same time, so whenever we are, it's pretty cool, and then we try to do a show. But
were you vanilla or chocolate or strawberry?
I was chocolate.
Excellent.
I was chocolate, baby. You know I was chocolate. Come on,
can you explain what the Neapolitans are?
The Neapolitans are a three-man a cappella group, and we didn't know what to call ourselves, but my friend Reed, who's in the group, had a pink suit top already. So we thought, well, you've got a pink suit top, and I don't think we're going to be able to find matching ones. So I found a brown one. And then our other friend, Alex, who is a brown person, he found a white suit. So everyone thought he would be chocolate, but sorry, Alex, chocolate is for me. So we became vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry, and naturally named ourselves the Neapolitans. One of my favorite photographs of all time is us holding three giant spoons like they're microphones.
It's really great.
Because you have to do
yeah,
that.
It's perfect.
Because if you're in an acapella group, you have to do the corniest, cheesiest thing you can possibly do. And
That's like written in law. That's like cosmic law.
Yeah, you just know when you put on the suits and start singing that you have to do corny stuff. So that's a pretty good group name for as far as acapella groups name, I think.
It's great.
They're usually way worse.
As a guy who's done acapella for a long time, that's much more inventive than any name I've ever heard.
What is the worst named acapella group you have been in?
Oh, what a question.
Oh, that I've been in?
Yeah.
Well, back in the day in college, I was in a group called Fermata Nowhere.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty sad. This next one, I wasn't in, but I knew the people in it. And I promise you, it's just a P at the beginning of it, but they call it Pitch Slap. And so that was one, a college group. And
it's always music puns.
Yeah, right? Always, right? Always.
It's like Foreshadow.
Foreshadow. Yeah. I was just going to say them. Yeah, absolutely. Pentatonix, of course, is five, and the pentatonic scale, and... I'm in one now called the Sound Exchange, but it's not a great name.
I like that name, though.
Yeah, well, the first thing we ever did was on Exchange Street in St. Paul. That's why we decided on that name. Mm. So you just got to pick a name sometimes.
Mm. It's, at least you're not like, you know, Do No Harmony or something like that.
Not
do
yet.
No I just came harmony. Up with that. So if you're
someone
out there,
that's out there really listening, great. Someone out there listening was looking for an acapella group name, and you just gave it to them.
I need to start a new acapella group immediately. Right. I'm finding the website right now.
Eric and Aaron, thank you so much for coming on. Let's do one more quick song before we head out here.
All right.
Out of over a fraction of a second, it's a dirty wave of sound, and then it slams into the microphone. The thoughts of travel down, and baby, I don't even know. Feel like I need it. I don't think it's cold, though. I think it's really hot. Oh, the people shaking it, just show them how to rock. Oh, the people shaking it, just show them. What the world, baby, I don't even know. If you're liking it, I don't think it's cold. I think it's really hot. All the people shaking it, just show them how to rock. Here we go. On the wire like a fire in the forest, just before the forest firing, then he's snaking through the snake and back into the gun for high, but then he's cracking it up, he's sending it to the super amplifier. You know that if you see me live, then the signal hits your speakers, and hopefully it's loud enough to make you move your sneakers, and it creep into the mind just like the creepiest of creeper. Now you hear the sound that I've been shouting like I was a preacher. I don't even know if you like going in and out. I don't think it's cold, though. I think it's really hot. All the people shaking, you showed them how to rock, and all the people shaking, you show.
All right.
Heatbox, Aaron Heaton, Eric Bugs, thank you so much for coming on the show today. 8:30 tonight at the Gunflint Tavern. Should be good. Thanks again, guys.
Thank you.